hey, good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. Happy 4th of July. If you are listening to this on Tuesday when this episode comes out, I hope you're having a great day, maybe some extra time with the family, time off of work. Thanks for joining us here on the Drivecast. My name is Paul. I'm the teaching pastor for the Marion campus. And this past Sunday, we stayed within the book of Ecclesiastes. I know across campuses, we did some standalones, things like that. Lewis Center, I believe, stayed within Ecclesiastes as well. But it sticking within this book, we had some freedom to go to some other places. But I wanted to talk through something really, I feel like important that the author of Ecclesiastes and the preacher, really in the voice of Solomon, gives in chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. He says this. He says, "A good name is better than fine perfume. In the day of death, better than day of birth. It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting, for death is the destiny of everyone. The living should take this to heart. Frustration is better than laughter, because a sad face is good for the heart. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of the fool is in the house of pleasure. It is better to heed the rebuke of a wise person than to listen to the song of fools." And so we get this really fascinating, very counterintuitive, very countercultural thing that the preacher is saying. He's saying, look, it is good to spend time with people who are mourning than to spend time with people who are partying, in a sense, that life is good. He says it's good to consider the day of death. It's good to consider death because we're all going to die. And so it's this typical, really depressing, you know, Eeyore donkey kicked the writer of Proverbs off the stool and sat down, you know, because it sounds very much like Proverbs. And so, you know, I was really asked the question, well, you know, when we read things like this in the Bible, it's jarring because it's so off-putting. And so I think what we need to do is we need to go and we need to allow the easier to understand portions of Scripture to help us interpret the difficult portions of Scripture. And so the Bible interprets itself. And that's one of the you know, million and one things that are just awesome about the Scriptures. And so we took a little journey. We went to the Sermon on the Mount and Jesus saying, you know, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We went to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, where Paul is talking about, you know, he is afflicted and all of these things, but he doesn't despair. Then we went to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and the Apostle Paul talks through this vision that he has. It's an amazing vision of heaven. It's very sort of confusing, of paradise, he calls it. And we're not given a lot of details, but he says in order to keep him from becoming conceited because of the greatness of this vision or this experience, it says he's given a thorn in the flesh. And Paul pleads with God to remove this thorn, but he doesn't. And Jesus says, look, my power is perfected in your weakness. And so then what the Apostle Paul does, he says, look, I'm going to boast all the more in my weakness, because when I'm weak, then I'm strong. And so it sort of fills out this theology to say, how do we think about suffering? And is the preacher right to say it is good to spend time with people who are mourning than those who are, you know, having a grand old time? And so with that sort of backdrop in mind, we came back to Ecclesiastes in the text and said, okay, well, is he right? And we allowed that background knowledge of other scripture to say, you know, I think there is a lot of benefit. You see, there's something about difficulty that cultivates dependence. You see, when we're in seasons that are really good, it's really easy to feel really good and to feel almost self-sufficient. We don't really need anything. But yet what the other scriptures seem to indicate is that we're better off when we're dependent, because when we're dependent, we realize we're in need of a savior. And when we realize we're in need of a savior, we cling to Jesus, and his power is then magnified through us and in our lives. And that's a really good thing. And so we sort of landed on this, like some of us, our life feels like one unending season of difficulty. And what you need to do is to cling to the presence and the person of Jesus. And the power of Jesus. You need to cling to his ability to give you rest, his ability to give you endurance, his ability to make good on his promises that he will make all things new, and that he is with you in the midst of this difficulty. And we do that through reading his word, through praying. We do that through engaging in the church body. We do that through connecting with life groups. We abide in Christ through a plethora of different avenues. Now, and again, that's some of us. Our life feels like one unending season of difficulty, and we really need to to cling and be desperate for Christ in that season. For others of us, life is really good, and that's great. I'm not saying that I want your life to be bad. I don't. But I do want you to be dependent upon Jesus. And so if the author is saying, look, hang around sad people because that will make you realize that death is coming and then consider what's next. And then we see this sort of balance of scripture saying, actually, it's good to experience difficulty because it forces us to rely on Christ. What we might need to do is to cultivate difficulty. And that sounds insane. You sound insane right now. I think that's a movie quote from something, probably inappropriate. I'm sorry. Anyway, and so we need to cultivate difficulty. And the way we do that is by being uncomfortable, I think. You know, there's certain things that Jesus tells us to do. You know, Jesus gave us an example that he didn't come to be served, but to serve. And so maybe cultivating difficulty for you looks like stepping out into an uncomfortable situation and serving the body of Christ. Maybe for you, it means stepping up to be a life group leader. Maybe for you, it means actually joining a life group for the first time. Maybe for you, it means going on a mission trip. To say that is so difficult to even consider, but maybe that would force you to rely on Jesus more. Maybe for some of us, it's serving our neighbor, it's serving our family member. We can cultivate difficulty and therefore dependence on Jesus by actually being obedient, because sin, it dwells within us, and we are constantly battling these desires of the flesh. And yet we know we need to be dependent upon Jesus. We need to abide in the vine. Otherwise, we're going to perish. And so I just want to encourage you there. How can you cultivate some difficulty through obedience in your life and then therefore really depend upon Jesus? Or how, if your life feels like one ending, unending season of difficulty, can you really rely on him? I want to pray for us before we go. And again, happy 4th of July. I hope you're having a great day. And again, thanks for joining us here on the DriveCast. Father, as I say that, I want to cultivate difficulty in my life. That's a scary thing to say, but I want to do it in the way of obedience. I want to be more obedient to you, what you're calling me into, so that when I'm obedient, it's going to be scary, but I know I can depend on you, and that's going to force me out of my comfort zone and into really your presence. And so, God, thank you that you give me that opportunity, that you give us that opportunity. For those of us who are hurting, would you comfort us? Would you give us rest, Jesus? Would you send your spirit to really nurture our souls? And for those of us who are in a really great season, praise you for that. But help us take steps of obedience to depend more fully on you. Holy Spirit, convict our hearts in the ways they need to be convicted. It's in Christ's name we pray.